He basically saved my life.
That's 14-year-old Daniel Stevens talking about the man he calls his hero, Dr. Jonathan Phillips. Daniel has early onset scoliosis. That's a progressive curvature of the spine that, if left untreated, would crush his lungs and kill him. The standard treatment is a set of titanium rods that slowly straighten his spine out. Dr. Phillips and Daniel's parents, Don and Bill Stevens, pick up the story from here, beginning with Dr. Phillips.
The surgery went fine. We did well initially, but then he started to get into all kinds of trouble, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. Initially, we thought this was just an infection, which is unfortunately a fairly common complication of early onset scoliosis surgery. But it turned out to be something more unusual and peculiar than that.
You know, he had all this itching going on. He was running fever. He had all these bizarre symptoms. So part of the scary was, what's wrong with Daniel? You know,
and he continued to progress and get sick. He would have trouble breathing. He had nerve pain. He was on a different medication. He was taking a medication every 2 hours, 24 hours a day.
And then one day he came to the clinic, and it was like a light bulb went off in my head. I said, he's allergic to titanium. And this, of course, is an extremely rare problem. It's been identified in the dental literature as an allergy to dental implants, but I've never seen it, never even heard of it in orthopedics. So this was something that was very weird.
I remember Dr. Phillips consulting with other doctors, you know, asking what is the possibility that he could be allergic to the equipment in his back? And they're like, oh no, that could never happen.
A blood test confirmed Daniel was, in fact, allergic to titanium, along with any other metal that could be used in an implant. The rods in his back had to come out.
It was a roller coaster for me, because when we had to take the implants out because of this, quote, infection, which wasn't actually, it was an allergy, his spine collapsed like a deck of cards, and I knew that if we didn't come up with a solution, he was not going to make it in the long term. So this was an extremely, you know, frightening kind of thing to deal with as a surgeon, because I just didn't have a solution.
His spine did not relent. It continued to progress. And we were told, and we know, if we can't stop the progression and the aggressiveness of his scoliosis and kyphosis, that he will asphyxiate and just not wake up one morning.
Daniel had to have the rods in his back replaced or he would die. The question was, what to make them out of? Any material used needed the strength of titanium, and it needed to accommodate a sliding part, which ruled out any kind of rubber coating. Phillips consulted with doctors all over the world. He consulted with NASA. He consulted with anyone he could think of. Then he thought about carbon-coated sailboat masts. Could the titanium rods be coated with carbon? Yes, said engineers, they could plasma coat it.
Essentially what we did was to camouflage the titanium from Daniel's immune system. So we bamboozled it, so he never knew that it was there.
That was 7 years ago. Daniel, a kid who wasn't expected to live, is now studying for his learner's permit. Looking back, Daniel's parents say Dr. Phillips' independent thinking is what saved him.
It gave us hope for, you know, the next day of Daniel's life, because we're never promised anything with him. So as long as Dr. Phillips was working towards it, we had hope that would prolong his life expectancy.
Daniel's case has just been published in Spine Deformity, the official journal of the Scoliosis Research Society. Phillips says, as far as he knows, this is the first documented case of its kind. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.